And hello again, this is Vance McCarthy with another executive conversation about the ways IBM's Impact 2010 conference is delivering business value for both IT and business executives. For this conversation, I am joined by Pierre Herron, Vice President of iLog in IBM's AIIM division. Pierre is also the CEO and founder of iLog prior to the IBM's acquisition of the company last year. Pierre, thanks for joining.
Thanks for having me here, Vance.
iLog has quite a holistic view with optimization and visualization of data and also support for business processes. Before we begin to talk about impact, give us a sense of what customers are telling you out there about what they see and what they'd like to see from BPM these days.
Vince, our customers were delighted when we announced the acquisition of iLog by IBM a little over a year ago. What they tell us right now is that their focus, and it's not too surprising, is more and more towards business agility. The world is changing faster and faster. People are now looking to differentiate themselves, and for that, they need to have business agility. Fortunately, BPM SOE on one hand, which is a clean, flexible infrastructure story, and decision management, which is the automation of these decision processes in a way that is transparent and can be maintained by business users, are coming to the rescue and are enabling better decisions in a more straight-through way for more customer intimacy and better customer response.
You know, that's a great overview, Pierre. In fact, let's drill that down with that theme into impact.
So at Impact, for us, is also a way to fold our former Dialog, iLog Users Conference, in which our users will be able to get a much bigger picture, which indeed includes all the infrastructure of IBM that is needed to deploy these decision support services in an efficient and clear way. So you will see both a business track, and that's new, in which more than 10 users are going to describe the advantages they have, they derive from using our products into different settings, whether it's British Airways for the transportation industry, Visa for the banking industry, and many others. And then there is a technical track in which our best engineers and our best researchers are going to describe different ways to make the most out of our technology or out of IBM technology, the combination of BPM and business rules. And we will also have some methodology tracks, including some governance, business rule management governance tracks, where we explain how the best users of our technology have started to decide to put a process in place for their own improvement. You know, so not only do we automate systems, but now we are at the level where the automation of the system is itself something that becomes enough repetitive to have some serious governance process. It's a beautiful moment in the timing of IT, because it's a moment where IT becomes readable. And so we end up with a system in which the architecture is readable and in which the elementary policies are readable, and therefore business users are empowered to make some modification of their policies, for example, inside such an architecture, as opposed to having to go to IT and get into the backlog of the 6 months modification cycle that is well known.
At Impact, you're going to have some very tangible results delivered by some very real customer examples. So I want to have you take us through one or two examples of that.
Sure. I think there's two tracks that are very interesting. One is a British Airways explanation of how they have built a web-based system that enables online, completely personalized offering for upgrades to their customers, and how they have already sold 120,000 seats upgrades. And when you imagine how the extra revenue and the extra profit that this brings to British Airways, it's a very, very impressive number. But it's also very interesting for each of us, because we all travel a lot, and figuring out a way to be able to have an upgrade at a decent price that's guaranteed up to a year ahead is something we're all interested in. And by the way, the business users are modifying the rules every day. They are modifying the rules depending on the plane load, depending on what they know about customers, depending on all sorts of things that they know about the world. And it's a case where IT is in the loop to make sure that the system runs, but is not having any say on the policies that are implemented by the business users. And another one is a very interesting business agility panel titled Accelerating the Pace Without Losing Control, where we have three of our best customers and an analyst from Forrester who are going to explain how they did solve this very interesting problem, which is to put the power in the hands of the business users and at the same time not lose control, right? So a lot of IT people are a little afraid of these new technologies because they are thinking, okay, how can I guarantee the same level of quality of my system and uptime than when it was completely under my own control? And, well, there are ways to make sure that these very essential systems are not going to be less efficient or less reliable because they are maintained properly by the business users.
I also understand that you're going to have customers there that are at the Impact event that are going to discuss not only how they're using iLog to automate or cut the expense of some of their business process management, but there are companies actually using iLog to expand, even in this tough economy.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the Visa Europe is going to be an interesting track to listen to. One of our best references is the Santander Bank. Santander is a bank that has been steadily climbing up the ranks in the 10 largest banks in the world, and they are with the largest SOA implementation in the world that we know of. They are all sitting on WebSphere. Their product is even called BankSphere. And for iLog, they are using our products very extensively, both our business rule management system, but also our optimization systems. And they have built in this SOA infrastructure more than 85 services. So they now have a center of excellence with governance rules that decide when to add a new service based on rules and when to modify or retire that service. They have been able to acquire companies in the UK, like AB National, but also in South America, and rip and replace their infrastructure by their own infrastructure, which has enough flexibility built in thanks to this rule system to then be able to be customized to the needs of the Brazilian or the Chilean banks that they have purchased, or the British banks.
You know, Pierre, what's so attention-grabbing about all three of those examples? IT can work better with business, and they can actually deliver a very measurable business benefit.
I do agree. Once you have refined the tasks that you want the computer to do to processes that are small enough, you can fully automate some of these processes using business rules or using automation or using advanced analytics. We have more and more data coming at us, and we want this data to be treated in a way that is flexible, but that in a way that is automated. And this is what business rule management systems are all about. And this is why we believe it's both very useful to our customers, but is going to be quite a revolution. So we have presentations, we have roundtables, but we have more. We have clinics. So our customers, when they come, can sign up for 1 hour one-on-one dedicated consulting moments where they will have one of our best consultants discussing with them their current situation, their problems if they have any, and or suggestions, and giving them suggestions if they need that, and that's free. We will have methodology sessions created by the people that are at the heart of this methodology, Jérôme Boyer and Pierre Berlandier. And we have quite a number of hands-on experiences where customers can come and get in smaller sessions, get to have a hands-on experience of the products and how easy they are to use. And I think Impact is going to be a tremendous experience for them to learn about all that, to ask whatever question they want, and to interact with our best people. And we do look forward to this beginning of May event.
Pierre Heron, Vice President of iLog in IBM's AIIM division. Thanks very much for taking the time, and we'll see you at Impact.
Thank you.